Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is another day that the Lord has made and we are glad in it. It is another privilege for us to continue in our sharing. Let us pray. Father, I pray that you will cause us to learn at your feet. Father, help us, illuminate us. Grant us grace to be what you want us to be, in Jesus' name. Yesterday, we concluded with the thought, the need to be knowledgeable about the strategies of the devil, lest the devil takes advantage of us. God, who is the wise army strategist, has given us all the intelligence we need to keep the devil under our feet. He trains our hands for war and our fingers for battle. So, if knowledge is power, then ignorance is weakness. So, Satan takes advantage of our ignorance about his strategies. We need to know the wiles of the devil in order to war a good warfare. Let us examine some of these strategies of Satan. We shall look into one strategy today. And that strategy is what I call isolation. Isolation means the condition of being alone. The condition of being alone. I would like us to look at a report we have in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, where isolation was used as a punishment or discipline for a Christian fellow. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I will start to read from verse 5. Say, but if any have caused grief, he has not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. But that contrariwise, he ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore, I beseech you that you will confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. When isolation is used as a punishment or discipline for a Christian brother or sister, such one is delivered unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. That was the case of a brother found in fornication in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We should understand there is a spiritual protection we enjoy in our fellowship with the Lord and with one another. When you are in isolation from fellowship, Satan takes advantage of you. Satan always maximizes such opportunity to strategize and launch attack. Where we read, Paul taught the Corinthians to restore and accept a brother undergoing such punishment after his sorrowful repentance. We need to always forgive and comfort such brother, else Satan can take advantage of us. Satan uses isolation as a strategy to launch devastating attacks. We shall consider the teachings of Jesus Christ to have a better idea of what we are trying to talk about. In the book of John, chapter 15, Jesus Christ was speaking about the true vine and its branches. I will just read John 15, verse 1. Say, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Let me also read verse 4. Say, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. What we can learn from here is that when a man does not abide in Christ, he can never be fruitful. In fact, he will be cut off. He will be cut away. He will be cut off from the vine. That particular branch will wither. So it is important we understand that Satan takes advantage of isolation. When a man is isolated from Christ, when there is reason for a man to be isolated from Christ, such one is already exposed to the attack of the enemy at any moment. And in the teaching of Jesus in John chapter 10, I want to read from verse 14 to 16. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. There is only one fold and one shepherd, who is the bishop of our soul. It's called the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. Jesus Christ, the shepherd and the bishop of our souls, and is the one leading the sheep. The one fold speaks of the one body of Christ. We are all baptized into the body by one spirit. That's the Holy Spirit baptism. We can easily get isolated from the fold like a wandering sheep when, one, we lose focus on the shepherd. Two, when we cannot rightly discern the body of Christ. Whenever someone isolated from the great and good shepherd like a wandering sheep, he or she is no longer secured from the attacks of the roaring lions and the grievous wolves. In fact, a lone ranger in the army is no longer safe. Isolation from Christ leads to neglecting the community of believers. You know, it has become a custom of some, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, to even neglect the assembling of one another. Isolation brings a kind of false confidence and false security. There are a lot of misconceptions, like the misconception on the concept of Christianity as an individual race. Some think that being a Christian, you are just an individual without really associating with others. You cannot be alone with God and neglect the supplies from the body of Christ. So the way the body of Christ has been built is the body is made up of several members, and each member supplies to the body. So we cannot be in isolation and receive the supply from the body. Then there is this misconception equally about the autonomy of local assemblies. This misconception on this issue of autonomy has led many into a kind of sectarianism and divisions, because some believe that they can survive alone as a local assembly. Some believe that the camp they belong to is the only camp that is right, and they cannot associate with any other person. They can't associate with others except even their own camp. This is a serious matter among many so-called believers, because we think as if we are myopic in the way we are looking at the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ is a global body. It is beyond just a little geographical place. It's a global body, and we must interact with one another. I will thank God for this kind of platform that has brought us together, that we are able to interact and relate together. We are benefiting from one another. And I believe the Lord God himself has designed this purpose. He has designed it purposely to be of help to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In closing, let us learn from the experience of King David based on the account we have in the second book of Samuel, chapter 11. I will only read verse 1. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. At the time when kings go forth to battle, King David tarried still at Jerusalem. Oh, David isolated himself in the palace from the war when the Ark of Covenant and the army of Israel were at the battlefield. The devil took advantage over that. The devil attacked him to commit adultery and murder. Finally, my brethren, I don't know, have you been isolated? Or you have isolated yourself from Christ or from the community of believers? Jesus, our great shepherd, is calling you to come into the fold. There is only one fold, because there is only one body of Christ. So there is no way a sheep can be outside of that one fold and be secured. A wandering sheep is endangering its own life if a sheep is not in the fold. It is very easy for the grievous wolves to attack such sheep. So it is necessary that we understand the importance of being in one fold with the brethren, where there is only one great shepherd, which is the bishop also, our Lord Jesus Christ, and there is only one fold. How do we enter into this fold? How do we become a sheep in this fold? We are baptized into this body the body of Jesus Christ by one spirit. So, and Jesus made us to understand that he has other sheep that are still outside of the fold. And there is an assignment even for us today to preach the word. There is an assignment for us to evangelize and bring this wandering sheep back to the fold. And I pray, as many of us that are still isolated from the fold, may the Lord bring you back to the fold. If you have isolated yourself, you have heard that the devil will take advantage over that. You cannot just be a lone ranger. You can't just, I am alone with God and I don't need any other person. The body of Jesus Christ is to interrelate like a community. And you need others. Others needs you. As you are receiving the supply from God, you are to supply to others. And as they receive also the supply to your life. So may the Lord help us that we might see ourselves as just a team of soldiers. The army is a team. They are not divided. May God help us in Jesus' name. And I pray the Lord will help his church to make us one indeed in Jesus' name. God bless you.